This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwemke. The Claudettes fuse Windy City piano blues with the full-throttle energy of rockabilly and punk, jazz-age echoes of burlesque and vaudeville, and the sultriness of 60s pop soul to write a thrilling new chapter in American roots music. No Depression says the Claudettes have arrived to give the blues a much-needed kick in the ass. Johnny Iguana mashes the piano alongside singer Barrett Ulseth, drummer Matt Torrey, and bassist singer Zach Verdorn, a native of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, well, I was doing some concert promotion back in, you know, the 2005 time frame, and Johnny Iguana was in a band called Oh My God that came through here, and I set up a show for them, and that went really well, and we just became friends after that. And then I was playing with a band for a while called The Kickback, and The Kickback all moved to Chicago together, and I started playing with Oh My God and did a bunch of touring with them. And so over the years, we just kind of stayed in touch and stayed friends and in contact with each other. And he decided to switch up the lineup for the Claudettes and gave me a call.
Pushing the boundaries is something the Claudettes do well. Johnny Iguana, who toured for years with his rock band Oh My God, is also a member of two Grammy-nominated groups, Chicago Blues, A Living History, and the Muddy Waters 100 Band. He has toured or recorded with Junior Wells, Buddy Guy, James Cotton, and many others. Make no mistake, whichever boundaries get a push, Iguana's piano is the antagonist.
And I spent 5 years just playing acoustic piano before I started monkeying around with synthesizers and different keyboards when it becomes more like a toy. And you, what does this knob do? You know, that kind of thing. So I did play classical mostly, and then my uncle gave me some really great blues records. He gave me Hoodoo Man Blues by Junior Wells, and he gave me Organ Grinder Swing by Jimmy Smith, and I kind of started playing a lot of blues stuff and met some like-minded 15-year-olds, and we started a blues band in Philly, dressing up in coats and ties and going to kind of rough neighborhoods and playing three sets of mostly Junior Wells songs, because that's just the albums that we happen to have. And then I met Junior and got to play in his group for a few years. But so over the years, I messed around with Oh My God. I mostly played organ. I got into this, like, if Deep Purple has distorted organ, the organ that I played was like 10 times more distorted than that, really kind of grisly sounding organ. And then synths and stuff. But then when I kind of got a hankering to sort of just simplify and get back to just music and not sounds as much, and I said, I'm just going to just play acoustic piano in this group. And I started it off wanting to do kind of a blues record, and it just spiraled out of control from there because of all the different music that I and artists and sounds that I like so much. And it's very hard for me to do one genre, which, you know, is a marketing nightmare for some people, because if something pleases me, it does, and if it doesn't, I can't play it very well.
The fall of 2016 found the Claudettes recording their third album at Soil of the South Studio in Valdosta, Georgia, at the invitation of producer Mark Neal, who delivered the Black Keys' Brothers, plus albums by the Old 97s, J.D. McPherson, and Los Straitjackets. Tonight, No Cover, No Minimum Radio brings you the Claudettes from Jazz Fest 2016, presented by the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society on SDPB Radio.
We'll be right back. Thank you. This indeed is the Sioux Falls Jazz Fest out there, but up here right now, as you can see, is Claudette's Bar from Illinois, and we are the Claudette's house band, the Claudettes from Chicago. Now, usually these scrolling drink specials over here would be easier to read. We tried to request no sunlight, but they didn't get that part of the contract, so unfortunately you can't read our drink specials. Usually Claudette herself, who's kind of our overlord, would be selling you drinks. Right over here, you'd be crowding the stage to get them, but right now Claudette is still in New Jersey settling her lawsuit against Nabisco because she thinks that Nutter Butters were based on her and her family, but that's pretty typical of her. So in the meantime, we're just going to play music for you, continuing on with New Orleans Yard Sale.
Good to be home.
Tell them too. There are things I should do.
Thank you.
Which is which and
Thank you. I like coming to this town. Very happy to be playing this festival. This guy's hometown. We were talking about it the whole ride here today. We're going to play one of your old Al Jolson favorites here, or Looney Tunes, whichever way you want to have it. It's California, Here I Come, done in the style of Godzilla saying, "Here I come to California." Thank you.
In your face.
I'm supposed to dress up for ya. I'm supposed to light up for ya. I'm supposed to go down for ya. I'm supposed to cheer up for ya. I'm supposed to make up for ya. To make a cage just for ya. I'm supposed to make it for you. Oh. nation. I'm supposed to give them the proof now. I'm supposed to tell them the truth now. I'm supposed to answer the question. I'm supposed to give them direction. Here is my confession now.
I'm not Taco Night material. I'm not really Taco Night material. I'm supposed to be Taco Night material.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we are again the Claudettes from Chicago. We're very happy to be coming through Sioux Falls on a day such as this. We've got two records over there at the tent. Please get them. They're on a compact disc format. They're both really excellent for romance, dancing, and driving, for example. They have a lot. Who's that directed to? I want to see. Yeah. Maybe later.
At bed. Later.
Later.
Again.
Hey guys, this next song is for Jake Gorley. Dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself out of the room. I danced myself out of the room. Is it strange to dance so soon? I danced myself out of the room. I was dancing when I was 8. I was dancing when I was 8. Is it strange to dance so late? I was dancing when I was 8. Dancing myself into the tune. I danced myself into the tune. Is it strange to dance so soon? I danced myself into the tune. Is it wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? I liken it to a balloon. Into the room, I dance myself out of the room. What's the time to dance so soon? I dance myself out of the room. Then again, once more, I dance myself into the tomb. I dance myself into the tomb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tune.
transmissions rise. Ooh.
Get right through these. I'm going to go right into my song I wrote for the women of New Orleans. And since they call New Orleans the Big Easy, I had to call the song Big Easy Women. Thank you. We have one more song that lasts 2 minutes and 53 seconds. It's called Bill Played Saxophone with the Claudettes from Chicago. We'd love to come meet you over there and sign a record if you'd get one, or sign anything you want me to sign for you. That includes, yes, you know, Bill Played Saxophone, the Claudettes from Chicago. Thank you very much.
From the main stage at Jazz Fest, the Claudettes, recorded July 16, 2016. The Claudettes are Johnny Iguana on piano, Barrett Ulseth on vocals, Zach Verdorn on bass and vocals, and Matt Torrey on drums. Learn more by going to theclaudettes.com. Thanks to the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society and Executive Director Rob Joyce. Find out about upcoming events at sfjb.org and jazzfestsiouxfalls.com. This concert was recorded by SDPB-TV, thanks to Kevin Patton for production assistance. Check out any of our past concerts by logging on to sdpb.org. Click Listen, then Radio Programs. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.